SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
Vous décririez-vous comme étant de droite ou de gauche? Pendant des années, ces étiquettes ont été utilisées pour décrire où se situent les partis politiques. Ceux de gauche croient en des valeurs plus progressistes, tandis que ceux de la droite, de l'échiquier politique, croient en des valeurs plus conservatrices. Ces étiquettes sont-elles encore utiles aujourd'hui et nous aident-elles vraiment à comprendre ce que défendent nos politiciens et nos partis?
The spectrum is depicted as a line. So on the left are those parties that typically advocate for things like social equality, more government intervention, progressive economic and social policies, dealing with environmental issues. Then on the right are those that typically emphasize tradition and authority, limited forms of government, tend to be pro-market and pushing for deregulation of markets.
Shannon Brincat est maître de conférences en politique et relations internationales à l'Université de la Sunshine Coast. Il dit que le terme « gauche » ne résume pas entièrement le Parti travailliste.
So the Australian Labor Party is best described as a centre-left party, but with increasingly moderate policies. Traditionally, the ALP supported worker rights, was strongly represented by the trade union movement, created Medicare and pushes for universal healthcare, was more interested in climate action than other parties, and has generally been quite progressive on certain social issues, you know, the voice referendum, LGBTQ rights, and so on. The analysis, though, if you look at the policies, I would say is becoming more centrist, more moderate in practice over time.
Simon Burns a grandi dans une région rurale de la Nouvelle-Galles du Sud, dans une famille de bûcherons votant conservateurs. Pourtant, il n'a pas suivi leurs traces.
I'm a lefty. There's no delusions about it. I'm here for progressive policy. I think that LGBTQI communities are a critical part of our ecosystem as a country. I don't think that you should be treated differently for, you know, having a disability or being a person of colour or having a different religion. I think that that actually makes us better as a country, having that diversity.
Mohib Iqbal est venu en Australie d'Afghanistan sous un visa étudiant. Ensuite, il a demandé l'asile, puis il est devenu citoyen en 2017.
I was ready to sort of make a choice where I fell on the political spectrum, which is to the left of the center, I would say. The key decision came to me was which party was more sort of pro-multiculturalism, had more views and policies that were more accommodating for migrant and refugee background population.
Pour le docteur Brincat, qu'on entendait plus tôt, les partis de la coalition sont de droite et se déplacent de plus en plus vers l'extrême droite sur l'échiquier politique.
I think this election will really test how far this will go. Dutton has said he is interested in bringing a more Trump-style politics. The Liberal Party, traditionally, I guess, would be more centre-right, but increasingly more far-right. We have to look at the factions within the Liberal Party to really see where it's going. Generally speaking, the economic policies supporting tax cuts, favouring deregulation, privatisation of key industries, against any wealth redistribution. Social policies, very conservative. Slow on LGBTQ rights, climate scepticism, even denial.
Calvin Billag dit qu'il votera pour la droite. Ni maltais, ni philippin, ce jeune homme de 22 ans adhère à des valeurs chrétiennes conservatrices.
Because the values in which I see as important, the inalienable right of freedom, the importance of a good and strong economy, less government being better government.
En général, la jeune génération vote plutôt à gauche, mais Calvin a décidé qu'il voterait à droite dès ses 18 ans.
Around that age, once I looked at what I believed in, and I think it's fair to say, as you get older, your views and opinions I've had on certain things have changed, but those core foundation of values, that's very important to me.
Steve Coe, 65 ans, a déménagé en Australie depuis l'Indonésie quand il était jeune. Ses valeurs politiques étaient d'abord de gauche, mais il s'identifie maintenant comme centre-droit sur le spectre politique.
I'm family first, the family unit, trying to keep it together. I'm very much into a small government, a market-based economy. I'm very much into preserving freedom of all kind, from freedom of expression to association of religion or faith, all that kind of freedoms. And I can say to you firsthand, because that's why our family fled Indonesia for our own freedom. I guess I tell you what I'm not into. I'm not into the current flavor of the month, which is, without being disrespectful, I'm not into wokeism, into cancel culture, into gender issues or identity politics and all that kind of stuff. I just want it to be as real as is possible. No delusion.
Les idéaux politiques mondiaux ont été étiquetés et séparés en deux camps, donc gauche et droite, depuis la Révolution française en 1789.
The assembly, the people sat according to where they saw the revolution going. Like the Jacobins sat on the left, who wanted to extend the revolution, promote more revolutionary change, equality, and then to the right were those who were more pushing for arrest the revolution, provide more stability and retain some forms of the traditional hierarchy. So that idea of the horseshoe and how they actually sat, you can see elements of that today even within our own parliamentary seating, right? But rather than being left or right divided ideologically, it's more if you're in government, you sit on the right, if you're in opposition, you sit on the left.
Plus de deux siècles plus tard, le docteur Brincat réfléchit à l'utilité de ces anciennes étiquettes politiques de nos jours.
It's a nice way to start thinking about things, to get a very broad picture and understanding of the ideological differences at that sort of big macro scale. And so it's very useful, especially for first-time voters or people that are time poor to engage politically. But I would always suggest going deeper to ensure that the policies of a particular party that you may vote for do align with what you actually want politics to achieve over the next 3 or 4 years.
Cet épisode a été produit par Alex Tarny et Olivia Diorio, puis présenté par Marianne Murat. Pour plus d'informations, rendez-vous sur sbs.com.au/examines.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.